From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. A Dania Beach commissioner is back on the job. She'd missed two meetings, and it almost cost her her seat, as Julia Duba reports.
Vice Mayor Chicky Brandemart was recovering in the hospital from abdominal surgery for over 3 weeks. She missed two commission meetings last month. The first absence was excused, but the second absence wasn't. And according to the Dania Beach Charter, more than two unexcused absences from a commission meeting can cost a commissioner his or her seat. Mayor Walter Duke and Commissioner Bobby Grace had declined to excuse Brandemart's second absence. They said at this week's meeting that they didn't know Brandemart was in the hospital. But Vice Mayor Brandemart said she's feeling well enough to do her job, hopes to get past the issue, and get back to work. I'm Julia Duba in Miami.
No question, the Venetian Causeway linking the residential islands on Biscayne Bay to the mainland is in sad shape. The question is, how do you fix it without cutting off residents from fire and other emergency services? So an official request from Miami Beach to the U.S. Coast Guard and Miami-Dade County is now in the works. The idea is to lock down the eastern drawbridge while the western part is closed for repairs for 9 months. Beach Fire Chief Virgil Fernandez says to make matters even worse, the eastern drawbridge has been getting stuck in the upright position.
And that would entail moving the Miami fire boat closer to Miami Beach and us alerting the police department that we're going to need marine access from their units.
The Venetian is the state's oldest causeway and considered historic, but the structural problems could no longer be ignored when a county bus opened up a hole in the bridge deck back in April. Remember last year's Miami Heat NBA Championship Finals? No, this has nothing to do with LeBron. But one of those games was especially memorable for customers who'd gotten together to watch the game at Shucker's Outdoor Restaurant in North Bay Village. The deck they were on collapsed and fell into Biscayne Bay, sending dozens of people and debris into the water. Carla Javier is at Shucker's, which has been closed ever since. It's now ready to reopen. Carla, what have they done to make sure this doesn't happen again?
Well, I talked to the manager here, and he's not talking about what happened before, but he's excited. He says he's excited moving forward. A lot is the same here at Shucker's. They have the same menu. Even the size of the deck is the same, and even some of the staff that lost their jobs when they had to close last year are back for this soft reopen and for the reopening tomorrow. But what's different, like the deck looks the same. It looks like a wooden deck, but it actually is reinforced with concrete. And the village manager of North Bay Village has told me that they worked to make it a very safe deck that goes above and beyond what's required for the permits. He assures me that it is one of the safest decks in South Florida.
Even North Bay Village officials are happy to have Shucker's back.
Absolutely. The mayor of North Bay Village was telling me that they helped expedite the process to get all of the permits. People may not know they're even in North Bay Village, she said, but they will know that they are at Shucker's because it's just an iconic location here.
Carla Javier reporting from North Bay Village. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy?